Hello and welcome to episode 123 of Ready to Mosh. I'm Gem G, and with me, as always, the plug to my socket, Kev P.
What the fuck was that?
Well, there's a tale behind it, which goes along the lines of I was having a look if one of the bands we are talking about today, Master Charger, were on TikTok, and I found a TikTok account called Master Charger, and it was all about extension leads and plug sockets.
Not the band.
Not the band.
Well, so you've got a little side hustle going on.
Yeah. Well, yes, that sprung to mind.
Okay. I was not expecting that.
Well, you're not supposed to. That's the whole point.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, so yes, today we are doing a review of Master Charger along with Tower Hounds and Fakehead, who we saw in Mansfield on Saturday, the 16th of March at Priorswell Brewery.
Mm-hmm. Very good gig it was too.
Yes.
Also, I think it was probably the most fun I've had at a gig since I can't remember when.
Really?
Yeah. I was really enjoyed it. Why?
No, it was just interesting.
You know when you go to a gig and although you enjoy every gig you go to, there are some that you just think that was really, you know when you come away and you go, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. Had a lovely time.
Yeah, I did.
So before we go ahead with proceedings, I'd just like to apologise for any bird song that you can hear in the background. It is the time of year when birds come out to play.
Yeah, it's not me. Just making random bird noises.
Yeah, we don't have a pet canary or anything either. It's just the garden. Okay, so to start the review then, if you listen to our last review from Priorswell, you will know that we did comment on the sound at the gig. So we just thought we'd follow that up to start with to say how much improved it is.
Yeah, it's magnificent there. The changes that they've made to, like it was the ceiling, they've moved the speaker stacks, they've just improved the audio overall everywhere, made it much more acoustic, and it really shows.
Yeah, we saw the work that they've been doing kind of in the build-up to the gig across their social media sites, so we knew that a lot of work had gone into it, and it definitely paid off.
Yeah, 100%. Like I said, just sounded so much clearer, so much better, no feedback, no audio issues. We fully expected the first time there would be audio issues just because it was the first night.
Yeah, which is what we said at the
time. And this time they've really kind of like raised the bar on it and done a great job.
Yes, every band sounded great.
The only thing now is lighting, which made it very, well, quite difficult for the first band, I felt.
First and second, I think, looking back at the photos.
The first band, it was kind of like staring into a void to start with. But we were talking to DJ Rocklips at the gig, and he kind of said that this is what we're doing next. And that was even before we said anything about the light.
Yeah. Yeah, you can definitely show on the photos of the first two bands. They are quite kind of blue and fuzzy. And it's always because I never know if it's just me because I don't tend to wear my glasses at gigs a lot.
Mm.
Especially smaller ones where I know I'm going to be at the front because I don't need to as such, but it can still make my eyes a bit fuzzy.
Yeah.
And obviously, there's the dry ice machine as well.
Oh, yeah, I'd forgotten.
Going across.
Yeah. Forgot all about that.
Yeah. And we were kind of standing in front of it, but it creates the atmosphere, but didn't help on your photos. But
no.
It's fine. But yeah, for Master Charger, they had like the lights on above the stage as well. So you can tell on the photos.
They illuminated a lot better.
Yeah, you could see them better. So it's not normal that your eyes get better as the night goes on.
It's normally worse, isn't it? Yeah, but the lighting, you know, that'll come in time. Once that, you know, they've kind of identified that already, so there's no real concerns, is it? It's like everything that you think you'd want to see better next time, they're actually working on.
Yeah, and I guess the lighting obviously does impact it, but the sound is more important.
The sound is
priority, isn't it?
That's the biggest priority. They fix that.
Yeah.
Then they're going to do the lighting. And I believe there's some more exciting plans in place for the venue as well.
Yeah, I don't know if we're allowed to say anything about those, so we'll wait and see, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, it all sounds good and little improvements every time.
So numbers for the gig as well was kind of like really up on last time. I think there was just over 60, around 60 people there.
Yeah, I think around that.
Yeah. And a lot of those were just kind of walk-ins as well. It shows that they've been doing a really kind of good job to promote it as well. Because, it's, you know, if you didn't know that there was a band playing, you wouldn't just randomly walk in, would you?
No, I mean, the venue's kind of a little bit out of the way in terms of town centre, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if people were downstairs and they realised live music were on, then you might want to pop up. But it's not like in the middle of town where you might be walking past.
Yeah.
You've got to kind of be going that way find it.
Yeah, and it really paid off seeing that many people there as well. Because it felt more of a venue again, didn't it?
Yeah, it definitely helped with the atmosphere, ambiance. So first band up then were Fakehead, a three-piece local from Mansfield, consisting of drums, bass and vocals.
I found it really interesting that there was no guitar, it was just bass.
Yeah, interesting actually, all three bands were three pieces.
They were, yeah.
And it was quite funny because we were kind of stood in the middle of the stage and it felt like there was no one directly in front of you because they were
either side.
Out,
yeah.
Fine, because it worked for them.
But it worked for them, yeah. It was just, that was a bit odd actually, yeah. The quality of the bass in Fakehead was fantastic. And I kept thinking all night I'd heard them before, but I can't have done. So whether I've listened to them in the past on Spotify or something,
possibly.
I'm not sure.
I've heard of them. I've seen them kind of coming up on lineups, kind of around and about.
Yeah.
For that kind of similar style of music. Like I think they might have played with Cinque Lima previously and a couple of other local bands I've seen on kind of Nottingham Derby kind of lineups, I think.
Yeah, that could be where I've heard it then. Yeah, heard them, you know. But they were really good. And I don't think there was that many people right at the start, was there?
No, although they did seem to have quite a few kind of fans with them.
Yeah. And I think it was one of those gigs where it just kind of like slowly started filling up through the night.
Yeah. And I think as each band started as well, because when we got into the next band, they came on a little bit quicker than we expected. The turnaround was less, wasn't it? We're like, well, because I think had we nipped downstairs to get a drink?
Yeah.
I think so we had to kind of run back up. But yeah, I think for each one, it kind of slowly built up again as they went on.
Yeah, very, very good live. And it helped with the audio being as good as it was because you could identify kind of like each bit and it just sounded so much clearer and the vocals were great. I absolutely love the bass lines that they've got.
Yeah, like you said, it wasn't noticeable that there wasn't a guitar player unless you could spot it.
Yeah.
It all just gelled well together.
Yeah, you'd actually have to look for it, wouldn't you? And it just sounded so, so good. And I'm pleased I got to see them, actually. And hopefully they'll be doing some more stuff kind of around town or local and get another chance to watch them again. Then next up we have Callahounds, who are three-piece from Birmingham, I believe.
I believe they're from that direction.
That way, but we won't hold it against them.
Of course not.
And they're kind of sort of a grunge, sort of stoner rock sound. And they did have guitars.
They did, yeah.
Yeah. And like you said earlier, a three-piece. And again, it was good to kind of, I think with these, because I think these are the bands I probably knew the least about.
Yeah, I don't think I'd really noticed them until they were added onto this lineup or I spotted them on there.
Yeah.
They just passed me by somehow.
Yeah, and they were kind of another good band to sort of discover. Very good live. Really kind of played the venue well. And again, like the sound, absolutely spot on. And it's good to kind of like find a new band that never really knew about before.
Yeah, definitely. It's always, as you know, we always love finding new bands to listen to. But yeah, I really enjoyed them. That kind of, like you say, grungy stoner rock sound. It kind of was in keeping with the rest of the evening.
Yeah, I think the lineup did help with that, didn't it?
Yeah.
That everything, it was a nice cohesive sort of mix of bands.
Yeah, they all complemented each other. It went well together.
Yeah. And these were actually at the Chameleon, which is shutting down soon.
It is, sadly.
Yeah. They were at the Chameleon last month, I think it was.
Yeah, I saw them on the lineup because they were playing with
Replica Jesus.
I think one of our former recommendations.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think like Fakehead, I think they did around about 30 minutes at.
Yeah.
Roughly.
And the, like you said just before, the turnaround time was incredibly quick, which caught us out.
It did. I think Fakehead was slightly later going on than planned, not loads. So I think that just, the turnaround was quicker because then they were ready. Obviously, it's only a three-piece as well.
It's less equipment to move.
Less sound checking to do, final checks and all of that. So, it took us by surprise.
Yeah, we were, I think, had we gone upstairs or we just got upstairs?
We just got upstairs, actually. We were just looking at the other end of the kind of the venue floor.
Yeah.
And then we realised they're actually started.
Yeah. That was a little bit of a panic moment, but
not that we had anything to panic about.
Well, no. We only got to walk across the floor, but
They seem to have quite a few people that had come with them as well. I kind of got
permission.
There was some people that travelled up with them. because obviously they were the furthest travel band of the night. So yeah, they seemed to have a little following, which was good. And then finally were the other local band of the night, Master Charger, who hadn't played in Mansfield for, I believe, about 4 years.
Yeah, which sounds a bit crazy, doesn't it? I mean, I suppose they've never really had anywhere to play.
That and the fact that the country shut down for around 2 of those 4 years.
Well,
yeah, no.
Yeah, but it's still two, yeah. You know, there's still another true. 2 years, though, isn't
it? Yeah. And a band who somehow we've never actually seen before. We had 2 opportunities last year, which passed us by. So they were at Uprising on kind of the third stage there. I've got a vague feeling that we may have kind of walked past when they were playing, but we were looking at other bands at the time because there was some kind of crossover, wasn't there, with that small stage. And then they were also at Mangata last year, but they were in the Tap and Tumbler, which we didn't get a chance to go over to because we just went floating between the 2 stages in Rescue Room.
Yeah, because all the bands were back-to-back, weren't they?
Yeah, so third time lucky, even though they've been going probably nearly 20 years, we've finally seen them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit crazy that we've still, you know, this was the first time I've actually got to watch them, which blows my mind a little. And yeah, they were epic. They were very loud, exactly what you wanted.
Yeah, they've just got those awesome grooves going on that you can just have a nice bob to. And
yeah, doom metal sound, perfect kind of headliner for the night. Mixed in, like you said, everything kind of, everybody complemented each other.
Yeah, it all just flowed. So like we said before, we don't mind swapping genres within a night, but it's always nice when you've got that same kind of that vibe going on through the night.
Yeah, it makes it feel a fluid night, doesn't it? Instead of a lot of chopping and changing. And then you'll get some people that are really into one band that might be a punk band, for instance, and then that doesn't necessarily translate to who a headline band could be, a doom metal band.
Yeah.
I think the picks for the night were fantastic.
But yeah, I think they played about an hour thereabouts.
Yeah, I think it was about an hour.
But it seemed to go really quickly, I thought.
The whole night went really quick.
It did, actually, yeah. But again, it was about just under 3 hours of live music. It went really quickly.
Yeah, it didn't seem that long, did it, when we were watching. There was also kind of a random bit where somebody just kind of jumped up on stage while Master Charger were playing.
I was just going to mention that, you know, we were having a lovely time, but they were having an even lovelier time.
Yeah.
They invaded the stage at one point, but got escorted away. But I think they still continued to have their lovely time.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing them for the rest of the night, though, that guy.
I thought I saw them further behind us. Okay. We just stayed further back.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, there was quite, obviously, it wasn't a moshy-moshy kind of gig, but there were people jumping around,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was some kind of random grappling at times. And
yeah, I think some gymnastics were going on at one point. I'm sure someone was
Yeah, somebody was doing cartwheels. That was odd.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been at a gig where somebody's cartwheeled before.
No, not an indoor gig.
Not an indoor gig.
But, you know. Whatever,
Whatever floats your boat, yeah. It was different. I don't know if it's a generational thing, but I've never felt the need to do it.
I can't actually do cartwheels.
Okay. Random fact of the day.
There you go. I've tried since I was a child. I actually dislocated my thumb at gymnastics class trying, but anyway.
Yeah.
Off on a tangent we go, so you'll never catch me doing a cartwheel.
Anyway, back to Master Charger.
Yeah.
They've been, like you said, they've been around a hell of a long time, and they've put out such a breadth of material, you know, full albums, EPs. They've done so much. And again, it still blows my mind that this was the first time we got to watch them.
Yeah. And it was a good mix of stuff on the night as well. Just, I'd say, just kept the enjoyment flowing.
Yeah. So overall, yeah, we had a really good night. Like I said before, it's a gig that I've really kind of enjoyed, that it feels like it's been a while since I've had one where I've got that into it, but it was absolutely amazing. I think the improvements have been fantastic. The band selection was amazing. And we even stayed for the after party.
I know. Who'd have thunk it?
I know.
We said last time we might. You know what we're like. How many times do we say that?
Lightweights, just get tired.
Yeah, we did. Although we could do with somewhere maybe to sit down. Maybe that's another venue improvement.
Oh, like a seating area?
An area, yeah.
But yeah, that wouldn't go amiss.
For old people.
For old people like us.
Yeah. We could take camping chairs.
Yeah.
But no, it's fine. Yeah, we stayed, had a little bop for a while. Well, I was bopping. You weren't.
I was drinking.
You were drinking, yeah. You know. But yeah, there were some good tunes played after.
Mm. Yeah, DJ Rocklips doing all the set.
Yeah, quite a few people stayed around after as well. So
it was quite busy, wasn't it? And I think it's good that there's been a big intake since the last one.
Mm.
So I'm hoping that, you know, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, I suspect it will. They're obviously the different gigs that are going on, which we'll mention some more in a minute that are coming up, but they are quite different in terms of genre. So it might be interesting to see what kind of...
What works.
What kind of... Like, cause we'll watch anything if we can.
Yeah.
But not everyone does that, do they? They'll only want to watch a certain genre. Some people do get quite pigeonholed in their musical taste, if you know what I mean. As in, I didn't see a lot of people there for this one that were there for the previous one.
Yeah. And how many of those will be there for kind of like a thrash night, for instance?
Exactly.
Could be very different again.
Yeah. So in terms of what is coming up at Prizewell Brewery for the next couple of events, the next one, unfortunately, we can't go to, but this is on the 13th of April. This is Kairos, which is the first day on their mannequin tour. And that is supported by Azure. So apparently they're doing a feature-length set from both bands. So yeah, if that's your thing, make sure you go along to that one. And then after that, on the 11th of May, which unfortunately we can't get to either, but there is, just announced, Asleep at the Helm, supported by Dead Flesh and Gravita. And again, with an after party, as always. So yeah, that's the 11th of May, 8 o'clock for that one. If you're interested, get some tickets, £8 in advance or £10 on the door. And if you want to check out all of these, you can have a look at Rocklips Productions on Facebook. All the events listed on there, and there's links to get your tickets as well.
We are going to put some stuff on the socials from the event. I think, has any of the stuff gone up yet?
I put some stories on the night, which will have dissolved as they do after 24 hours, but I'll put some more on, which will be out the week that this is released.
So yeah, so there's going to be more pictures, probably some videos of everything that we watched on the night. And talking of socials, you can find us on Twitter, Instagram and Threads at Ready to Mosh Cast, Facebook, TikTok and YouTube, Ready to Mosh. And we've also got a Patreon launch now, so you can go and sign up for that and you'll be able to find out about everything we've got coming up soon. And that's the best place, I think, to find out about the newer kind of previews of what we've got.
Yep, sneak peeks.
Some sneak peeps, yeah. What's coming up in the episodes?
And not that we ever make them, but some behind-the-scenes bloopers.
Yeah.
Such like, and yeah.
There are bloopers in there.
Yeah, there's all sorts of bits of bobs on there that you can find for the bargain price of £3 a month.
And don't forget, give us 5 stars and a lovely review on whichever platform you're listening to. And we'll be back soon with another episode.
Make it mosh, Moog.